Mishnah is still the Vekadin. Nuch is the Shumas. Shumas Chometz of Pesach. Veshoigeg. Mishal Kerem Lechemish. If you eat Shumas Chometz. Veshoigeg. Zechiv. Tashlumi Truma. The Amazed is a Ptur from Tashlumi Truma. The Gemara, before the Gemara gets to the Hila. Here in the Ikar Yisoyed in the Chayv of Tashlumi Truma. So the Chayv of the Vekadin of Tashlumi Truma. Zayit the Gemara, if you need it, if you don't, Mishal. If you're not, then you're sorry. Do you can Tais here in the sugya? Tais speaks that early in Tais in Chav Tes. Teshumei Chuma is Teshumei Kapar. The Kaparni. Tais is Loshin is the name Moina. Moina Mishalim Yishum Machmas Kapara him boy. Tais is boys it in the Hemshech Asugya. If you darker Tais is Machvi after there's no Dikinli Rabbinay by Chi of Teshumei Chuma. So Tais is because of Teshumei Kapar. So Tais is bigger eyes. Two Makaris that Teshumei Chuma and Teshumei Kapar. Toys by us in Tzoch and the Tzoch Tess is the Raya is in effect. The Mishnah says that Oichol Tshuma B'Shoigig, the Koyin can't be Moichol. Oichol Tshuma B'Mezit, he always has to pay back the Koyin. The Koyin can be Moichol, that's the Shulmei Mamet, that's like the Shulmei Gzela, the Shulmei Hezik. But Oichol Tshuma B'Shoigig, the Koyin can't be Moichol. If it's the Mamet, it's the Vechiv, it could always be Moichol. It's Mochach from that it's Machmas Kapor, and that's why he can't be Moichol. Toys is in Tzubis. Eilonar, it's Mamish, they come out the same noise, the same Toys. Tosis adds noch a raya that the shlumei chuma is the shlumei kapor. Tosis, the raya is from ha'oichel chumas atzmut. Now, locha is, it's a very choshev tzir, I want to tell like the tzir, it's very again in the Seder Adron. Now, locha is that if Yisrael has chumas atzmut, which means he was yoyrish from his zeidah koi, Yisrael is yoyrish from his zeidah koi, he's oichel chumas atzmut, the locha is he has to pay the shlumei chuma. Rather, he's allowed to hold on to the chuma, to hold on to the chuma that he pays afterwards. Still give it any coin that he would want before. And the Chaimish gives another coin, but state that the Zachiv Tashlumi Truma. So Tais is a Muchach, and the Machayev over here is a Kapor, it's not a Machayev a Momin. Momin, the Chaimish Mishpid, he owns the Truma, he was Yerushi. Why is he Machuyev Tashlumi Truma? Tarot says, Machmas Kapor, the two rabbis. Tais Taka Tais Mashmar Rashi. Lachayan, Rashi says Truma Kapor. A Kapor, if their din Tashlumi Truma, which is Machmas Kapor, in Boyan, it's clear to Gemara. How do you pay? If you meet the Misham, if you don't meet the Misham. Dr. Gemara Azur. We're in Belichim, Belichim Tzir, Kler to Gemara. Dr. Gemara, in its Tzir, obviously when it stays the same price, there's no chilek. When there's a shita in the price, Dr. Gemara, when they kara the payers of Truma or Shavidal, and afterwards there was a Zul, afterwards there was Huzal went down to Zuzetha. Dr. Gemara over there, Echlarish, everyone agrees that you're going to have to pay four. Salafi Mida and Salafi Domin, there's no Nafkamina, Avada, even if you're in Manama, Mida, Mishalim, you're not going to be able to pay. Just the pre that you ate, you're gonna have to legsu. Why the legar migazlin zok tigamar? Even if you're manufi mida lechayra, you should be able to pay a pre that's worth a zuz. Because now the pre that you ate is worth a zuz. Let me pay the pre. Zok tigamar legar migazlin. Everyone agrees over there you're gonna have to pay for. He came boil on when in a fakerta case. When it went up, when it was zukar, when the pre originally was zuz, now went up to dali. Yes, clear tigamar. What do I have to pay? Do I say I pay lefimida? I have to pay the same exact pre a gander went up and ends up costing me more. Or do I say lefidame mishalim nay? And I don't look at the mida I ate. I look at the value lemaisa. The value of the pre meikar was zuz, so I could give you back a zuz. Obviously I have pairs, but I can give you back basically a quarter of the original pre that I gave you, that I ate, and I can give you back a quarter of that pre, and that will be that's zuz of the gemara. Million shas. Actually, the tell the gemara. And the gemara says there's no nafkamina and it's here from dalin and went down to zuz. Fred with Yeager, there's no nafkamina. You're right. The truth is, at the end of the day, in the hikar, the dollars and cents, they both have to pay dollars. Oh, but that's the only point that there's no nafkamina. There's a sach nafkamina, Fred with Yeager. Yeah? If you're paying lifi domim, it comes out that the mechayiv tashlumei truma is dollar. So all dollar have a din tashlumei truma. They all have a din tashlumei truma. However, if in the tzad of lifi mida mishalim, it comes out only the mida you're paying has a din tashlumei truma. The other three, you're paying Lagor Migazin, Zokrashi, Lagor Migazin, you're paying Viteris Chum. So, Chum, Yeager, three nafkaminas. First of all, they have to pay the three in pairs. Tashlumi Chum is a special thing, they have to pay in pairs. Tashlumi Gzei, like a pay in Domin, like a pay the other three, no. Svein, nafkamina we mentioned before, and Taisvis, could you be Meichel? If it's Tashlumi, if the other three, if all four are Tashlumi Chum, I can't be Meichel all four. Mashenka, the Tzad of Yimid, I can't be Meichel all the three. And the third nafkamina Zokrashi Yeager is, how much is the Chayimish going to be? And if I don't know if you done it, then all four are Tashlumei Chuma, Le Kapora. So the Chaimish is a full Zuz. A manam of vimida, that only one is tashlumei truma, the chaimish is only the fee that what you're paying kapara for. The chaimish comes out a quarter of his oof. You don't have to pay, you don't have to add on, you don't have to cheshmen out the chaimish on the other fee that I'm paying. So it's effectively being three and a half minutes. We must Sasemis also tells him Kidegas Kafim. He says Lochina. What I mean is the second case we spoke about it is the Eichel Chumas Atzma. If a Kohen would eat Chumas Atzma, if I'm sorry, Yisrael eats Chumas Atzma, and when he ate it, it was Dal, and now it went down to Zuz. The Chorv Chaps is Reisen Afkamina. The Fina Man Omer, if he done Mishalim, he has to pay four. He has to pay Chuma back, he has to pay four. The Fina Man Omer, if he need a Mishalim, the Chorv Tavnus Vasemis, the Chorv only has to pay one, he doesn't have to pay the other three Bechlam. If the last three he's praying like Gormi Gazlin, he didn't gazle himself, he has Chosha Mishpat, he doesn't gazle himself. Third, Nechanami, beggar than mentioned this, it's an Afkamina in a certain situation. So there is, but Nechanami, it's Nechlam. Third, common Afkaminas, if four Afkaminas, the Chorv, Frederick of Yeager, one thing more clear, then the Black Dakasha. So the we do it, there's two Mahalchim, there's two Joachim, the Koinim, the Rishonim, the Miyash, the Kasha, the Yeager, they want to open up. First, we're in Masadar Advarim, we're in Sidar Advarim, in Cheshbin, Hasugi, and then maybe get to the Shurash Avon. Rishash, I want to attack on the Marach Nushash. Rishash Avon, it says, a plan, a Chudish to a plan. He says all of our Nachar of Gvegas are correct. Rather, the Gemara, Takla Gvegas, saying, the Gemara is saying that even the Manama, the Fimi, the Mishalim, the only reason why you have to pay the other three is Al Zazel. The one you're paying Al Zazel, the other three is Al Zazel. Because Dr. Shash, Chidish, that Avada, even if we hold the Fidom and Mishalim, if you want, you could patter yourself with the Fimida. Look, Dr. Shash. Avada, the Gemara is clearing the Fimida or the Fidomim, what's the Iker Machai, what are you Machuivim? Dr. Shash, even if I'm Machuiv the Fidomim, if I manage to come up and I manage to compensate Truma, and I manage to Shtel Zich Zerik, the same exact Truma that I ate, Zokt, the Mishrash, Vada, this Kapra Avoinim, Dugmas Dover, Dugmas Toshash, the word Toshash, Dugmas, Sugi in Baba Kama, Sugi in Meita, the Gemara says, even if you're a Kiva, the Sugi in Baba Kama, the Chesam Beis, the Gemara says, that even if you're a Kiva holds Meita of the Mazik, it means he holds the Ikram Achayiv as Meita of the Mazik. But if the Mazik happens to have Meita of the Nizik, he happens to get lucky and he has Meita of the Nizik, Avad, he could pater Zich with Meita of the Nizik, he could pater Zich with Meita of the Nizik. Zokter Shash, not the same Lomdus, but the same idea, the same type, the same subvort, that even though on the tzad of the Fidomim Mishalim, if I pay Lefimida, Avad, I pater Zich, Avad, I could pater Zich. It sounds like the Shash, and I don't want to be married, it sounds like the Shash, the Lomdus over here is, because over here the Homa Chayiv is the Oven, the Homa Chayiv over here is the Oven. If I'm a scapper the Oven, there's no, I pater Zich the Machayiv. So you're right, I'm a chuy with Fidomim, but if I appear in the Machayiv, I took away the exact truma that I ate, the Vada, I'm potter from the oven, Dr. Shash. So Mela, Dr. Shash, McVeigh is right, of a Gurada Kum Toys, it's never an Afkamina. Because even if you pass with Fidomim, I can always pay the Fimida, and then I have all the Milas. I can pay the other three in pay, I can pay the other three in Domim, and then you can be Michael, and if it's Chumas Atzmoy, I don't have to pay. That's not Dr. Shash. In other words, if Dr. Shash's plan is right, it comes out, McVeigh's Hanochis, the Yisrael Hadavar, right, I read the Gemara. Rather, it comes out that you always have the Eitzav of the Fimida. Because there's Dr. Shash. Yeah, it's a missile. I don't know how we read the Gemara Gnon. Shal is the Fidur Shash, the Gemara should be saying that. The Gemara Be'etzim should be saying that the reason why there's no Nafkamina is because everyone agrees the Fimida Mishal. The Gemara the doesn't sound like it's saying that. It's a little Oran, the Shash. It's a little Chos in the Gemara. But the Shash is one plan. There's another plan. Rav went this way. You see soon, the Gorma, the Shurja Gorma, the Rishonim and Gittin. Svasemis over here. Stipler, Chazanish, Stipler, Vinz the Chazanish, Torah Zroyim, Trumas, soon the Pnei Yeshua. They all say, and under Malach, and Etzim, they're coming to be Chilik and Rivega. They say, Rivega, read the Gemara wrong. Read the Gemara wrong. Rivega, I don't know that the Gemara is saying, and that's the Pashas of Rashi, and the Gemara is saying, on the Tzad of Lagor Migazim, the Etzim, you only Mechuyiv Tashlumi Trumi, you only Mechuyiv Amid, you only Mechuyiv Azuz. Oh, but there's no Cheshbin, there's a Cheshbin of Gzeila, there's two Cheshbinis, there's a Cheshbin of Tashlumi Trumi, Mishum Kapora, that's one Zuz. And there's another cheshbon mishak gzeila. You mechuyev another three else gzeila. So frek v'vegar. All those three don't have anything to tashlumi truma. The main tashlumi. The more means mikoyach the svar of lagor migazlin. You're gonna have to pay like you pay a gazlin. You're gonna have to pay the other all four midin tashlumi truma. That's what the gemara means. Is that the svar semes? You're gonna have to pay midin mikoyach the svar of lagor mipay. Also midin tashlumi truma. As I zok to achrim. It's a memra of the Mazbazan, the Hemshir when you Mazbazan. That's what they just want to tell you. And the Gemara never meant that you also, there's two separate cheshbonis, also you have to pay the dollar, all else, that's as much from the Kashrut Beggar. That's good what the Gemara means. That there's no nafkamina because Over here, everyone agrees that you have to pay 4 hours tashlumei truma. Well, let's talk about takalifus. Let's masada advarim the shorishan, the key the makar advarim. Then we'll get into we have to get the advarim set one. Makar advarim starts right in there. There's the different Achman in the Yeshua earlier. The Yeshua boy is a doy from Toysvis and Gittin. The Suki and Gittin that nun dalam and halif. The more brings over the year then that someone who eats Shuma and he pays back, and he pays back with payers that are Tomei, payers that are Tomei. The halacha is, if he b'shoigeg, he didn't realize what he was doing, it's good, Shuma, 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 Shuma. If he did it b'meiz, he knew that he was giving something Tomei, it's not chal. Shuta, that's a knas. It's not mikir adin. To class the truth that the mezid is kachushum and is nachal. Upon him, shteim ikra din b'shoigig. If he wasn't real, Frek Rashi appella wine. Frek Rashi, why is that loch? If I take back a kulam tmeim, is it good? It's worth much less. I ate a tamar that was truma Torah. Let's say it's worth truma Torah. It's worth eight. You could eat it. Truma tmeim, what's it worth? You can only use a firewood. It's worth a quarter of the price of meznish. I damaged the meim. I mean, master, doesn't it Frek Rashi? Why is that loch? If I pay back Kulim Tmeim, it's going to become Shuma, and the Torah Shuma Tmeim, it's worth much less than the original Shuma Torah. So, Grashi, Erech Hanami, the reason why this din is true, because we pass him if you need a Mishal. Another Grashi and Gittin. So, Grashi, this din is based upon, this din is only true if you need a Mishal. But says, if you hold, if you dumb in Mishalim, so, Grashi, Erech Hanami, Tashlumim won't be Tashlumim. Because I'm only giving you back two, I have to give you back eight, I have to give you back Kulim Torah. Teretz is a bone lefimida. Lefimida, we look at the chepza. We don't look at the tamim bachal. The chepza is the same chepza. Who cares if it's tamim or tam tar? That sheet is Rashi. Ooh, come on, all the Rishonim argue with Rashi. Tosfos, Rishonim, they argue Shmaygavalt and Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi is saying that lefimida mishalim, you pay lefimida mishalim, even if the chuma and the koyim is going to be mafsid. What happened to the Gemara by us on the days? Gemara psachim legor migazla. The Gemara says, Lagar Megazlin. The Gemara says, if you're going to end up losing Lefimida, Lagar Megazlin. If the Zela, the Parish of Zela, makes up for the discrepancy, the Parish of Zela is Machai. As I tell you, the Pella Tzuma and Rashi. What did Rashi gain? Lefimida. If Taka, the Kasha of Rashi is right, at the coins they end up being Mafsid. So Lechari, even in the Tzal Lefimida, Lagar Megazlin. That's the Kasha of the Rishon. Shailos, what's Zoktoysis? Zoktoysis, the Rishon. Zoktoysis. Mela, I'm arguing with Shan Rashi. I'm arguing in the Halach of Rashi. But Tosis is that which it says, if you pay back a chulim to me, it's a good tashlum. It's talking about you added a lot more payers. It's not talking about Rashi learned, you stole a tamar, you ate a tamar, and you have to give back a tamar, you give back a tamar to me. Yeah? Zok Tosis, you have to add on tomorrow, and it has to be talking about you have to add on tomorrow the amount that if you use up all these tomorrow, the sheer hasaka, the sheer in firewood is equal to the first tamar. You have to pay back 25 tomorrow, today, then in firewood, worth that one tamar was worth lachila. Tosis says, lahedia. And that's not totally lefimida and lefidomim, Zoktosis. Because Lagar Megazlin. That's Zoktosis. Sai lefimida, sai lefidomim, you have to pay back much more. You can't pay back the same thing. You have to pay back much more in order that you be shot. That's why Zoktosis halacha ma'aseh. Back to Chazanish, Tosis is saying, even if you're the mother of you have to pay it back. The amount of shuma, the amount of payers that after they become, they're going to be worth the hasoka. The Tosis understand. Even if Tosis is right, there's a kind of Lagar Megazlin. Oh, I should make a separate chelman. I should have to pay one tomer back. That's what I pay back. That's the meter. Then you're right. I was not to the coin another, let's say, before $6. So I have to pay back in domim $6. Why do I have to give Tosis state? I have to give the amount of tomorrow, the amount of payers that they're going to become after Truman, they're going to become Tomei. And after they're going to become Tomei, they're sure. Why do I have to pay back in payers? All right. Tosis time is looking at the Chazim. Look at the Rashi is fair. Lagar Megazlin. But how is Tosis supplying the din of Lagar Megazlin? Shtein Tosis is looking at the Chazim. Shtein Toisvis, that the din, this word is Fasem, this is the Makar. That Shtein Toisvis, that the din of Lagar Megazin is a Machayiv in Tashume Truma. It's not only saying there's a separate Cheshman of Gzela, what happened to Gzela of Machun, the Parsha of Gzela, the Ashes of Gzela. Shtein Toisvis is a Parsha, it's a Machayiv, a Parsha of Tashume Truma. As I said to Pain Shuman Toisvis, granted, he's Machiav, and then I'll go into Cheshman, it's Machiav, and a different part of Toisvis, and the safe of Toisvis. It's a little bit of a Tmiya, why he wasn't Machiav, and this part of Toisvis. But the Etzim Zach is to Pain Shuman Toisvis. And Toisvis holds, like this one of the it's not like a Bidmeger. That the din of Lagar Megazin is Lagar is saying that Imchuyev Astashune Chuma. Yeah? I want to get back to the Hezbollah of the Shita. But Fira is the Cheshman, the Pnei Yeshua, Fira is the Pnei Yeshua. Fira is the Pnei Yeshua. But Avada and Rashi state the Bidmeger. And Toysu state Nishmi of Gidmeger. And Toysu state that he learned the Lagar Megazin is saying that all Dal Imchuyev Astashune Chuma. But if you look at Rashi in Psochim's up Pnei Yeshua, Rashi by Yos, Takashta Yevi Rashi says, Past tense, Russian past tense. Rashi says you miskape with one. Rashi clearly says the kapara is only one. And the rest of the cheshbon is three is takik zeil. Zakat ne Yeshua. And Rashi takel shake the glad lane the gemara bigger. Come from Rashi. Yeah? Because my point is Rashi toys is up to Yeshua. How to read that gemara? And this din, lefi demand number, lefi mida mishalom. It's magiela maiso, Rashi passing, lefi Rashi shita, lefi passing, lefi mida. What's that locha? Are you going to pay dalid? Are you going to pay all dalid in yitzah hilchus shuma? Or are you going to pay dalid? One is also to station the chuma, kapora, and the rest is also to station the gzeim, is also to station the gzeim. Zoch the pnei Yeshua, zoch the chesh, zoch the pnei Yeshua, vay bazoi, vay rai, vay mach loikis Rashi toises, ken zayn, that's taka the yishuv, or Rashi, Rashi, kushis toises. Rashi is shitose, and toises is shitose. What's it? Zoch the pnei Yeshua, zoch. First effect of Rashi, everyone asks on Rashi. Rashi in Gittin said that the reason why you can pay with Kulim Tmein, even though they're going to worth a quarter of the price of Kulim Torah, of Chuma Torah, is because of the Fimi the Mashalim. Everyone asks, what's with the Lagurim Gazim? What's the Lagurim Zayn? Zok the Pnei Yeshua, Ken Zayn, the Pshat Rashi is, that you're right at the end of the day, after I give it to the Kohen, it's going to come true, it's going to end up dropping in value. But the Etzim Shasta Sina, the Shasta Shlumi, when I make the Shasta Shlumi, how much was this Chul and Tmeim worth? Chul and Tmeim, in the world of Chul, there's no chilek between Chul and Tmeim and Tarek. No difference in price. In the world of true chilek of price, or the price I said before, whatever the chilek is, it's worth. It's not only it can only use it for asoka. In Chul, you could use Chul and Tmeim for whatever you want. There's no chilek. Zok the Pnei Yeshua Zoi. How do we almost? How do we measure this tashlumin? Do we measure the tashlumin? Do we measure this tashlumin b'shas and sina? Shas the Nesina is Rashulman, I'm giving it to you, that's what's right now it's Chulin. Right now it's worth the same thing. But do we measure it that after it, Duch the Tashlumim at the Soifle Shel Dovar, it's going to become Chuma? Once it's Chuma, it's going to go down in price. How do we measure it? So we mach them before the Pnei Yeshua. And the Etzim, this need is Paisib Rishonim, the Rishonim bring a Machloikis in this, the Ramban, the Raj bring a Machloikis Rishonim in this. Even the Gavi Tashlumim Chuma. You have a Machloikis in Hilchas Tashlumim Chuma. How do I measure? Do I measure, do they call it B'shas Nesino, or do I measure B'shas Soif? Do I go B'shas Meikar, or do I go B'shas Soif? And they bring a sheet that holds you always go B'shas Meikar. Look the Pnei Yeshua like this. In Toises and Rashi state, that Avada, if we're handling Hilchis Tashlume Truma, Avada, you have to go B'shas Soif. You have to go, you have to take into account the aftermath. You have to say Avada, at the end of the day, there's going to be Truma. The Ibra Zok to Rashi, if you hold Lifi Damim, Mishalim, Rashi says this doesn't work. Because if you hold the fidamim at the end of the day, I'm giving you something, it's not going to be worth the damim that I took. I took from you eight. Over here, even the shas ma'isa, I give it to you as eight. The shtoifa shadavah, when it becomes chuma, it's going to be worth two. So the vada is not good. Shein rashi lagabi chuma. Zok the pnei Yeshua lagabi hilchis gzeila. Lagabi hilchis tashun gzeila. Avada, you go basa shas tashun. That's the plan of pnei Yeshua. It's vensich, what we're doing about. In hilchis tashun made chuma, you go basa shas. Some soif. In hilchis tashun made gzeila, you go basa. Shas Tashlumi. What's the story? It was like this. Shua says, Be'etzem, I'm Be'etzem giving you, I'm being my made for you a Tashlumi. Rather, the din of Tashlumi, rather is this massive Truma. The din of Tashlumi is by you, it's a very Truma. Shua, it's a fence of who I'm coming to pay. If I'm coming to pay you Tashlumi Truma, I can't say it's a side point, it's a Zaitic thing that it becomes Truma. That's the din of Tashlumi Truma. The din of Tashlumi is Shel Zechavek a Truma. So Vada, I have to take into account Meikar or the aftermath. I have to say, I'm setting up a process to give you Truma. So Vada, we have to Chesh Benin, the fact it's coming Truma. Zok Rashi and Toises over there, Vada, go Basa Soif. Memela, Zok Rashi, it doesn't Shtim Lefi Damim. Zok Toises, you have to add on much more payers that's going to end up working out at the end. It's going to end equaling out at the end. But Zok Rashi, and this is the tremendous Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, Zok Yeshua Ptab Das Rashi, that if you hold a Hilchus Gzela, Hilchus Gzela, what does that have to do with the Shumi Truma? You'd rather end, I'm also paying the Shumi Truma, but I'm paying you on Gzela. That's not a cheshbon. That's aftermath. That's a zayt gazah. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. That's kilu. It appears that the garmi groma. It appears as if I gave you a tashlumin, and by you, rather, it ends up on the side, but it ends up becoming tashlumin chuma. But etzem, I gave you weight. I gave you chulin and hilchas gzeila. But etzem, I gave you a full tashlumin. I could dan that at the side point. That's the chiddush ra. The chiddush that the chiddush of Pnei Yeshua is that I could dan the fact that it becomes a tashlumin on the side. I could dan that bezunder. I'm rather doing two things at once. But in the world of Zayla, in the world of Tashlumik Zayla, Rashi Lishitosa! Because Rashi holds two separate tracks. Rashi holds two separate dinim. This is Tashlumik Zayla and this is Tashlumik Truma. Toises Lishitosa, you hold. This is the history of the Pnei Yeshua. Toises who hold that the Tashlumik Truma, Tashlumik Zayla went into the parish of Tashlumik Truma. So if he Toises, then the Zayla also have to be Moedin in the world of Truma. I have to take into account the fact that it's going to be Truma. Memela Toises Lishitosa held that even if you hold it, You have to pay all four. You have to add on money. You have to add on parents because you have to be moided it. You have to measure the fee the soy. But Rashi holds that two separate cheshbonos. Rashi is able to say that in the world of shumek zela, look at the zaytzach. It's going to come chuma. But the maila, I gave you a full teshuva. That's the chiddush of Yeshua. So how can we have a machloikas Rashi Tosfos?
That's true. What father Rashi in the first place says that yes,
so I'm trying to say, because if you dumb in holes, then Tashumi Chumas Machai in value. If Tashumi Chumas Machai in value, you have to make sure that you have to take into account that it's going to come true.
We're saying this Cheshbon now,
that's the Chil. If you dumb in holes, the value enters the world of Parshish Tashumi Chumas. The value that you took. My number holds, if you need that, that's what he says. He says, the meat is one thing in the Tashum. Okay, that's all Rashi. So we have the boy Shtark. Yeshua says this, Machloik is Rashi Tois, it's Moshe, two ways, two Dvachim Chalukim, how to read Agamor, read Gamor and Ipsochim. And the Gemara says that even the Manomel of Yemida is Moida, even the Manomel of Yemida, there's no enough meaning, and have to be poor, the Lagar and the guys, and we have Rashi Shita, Megar is going with Rashi. Rashi Shita is, the Lagar and the guys, and means that you're right in Tashlui Chum and paying Aichot. But there's no Chachashman, I have to pay, because I have to eat with all the enough meaning, you're going to be able to be Moichel, you're going to be able to be And Toysvis, see soon, the Rishonim also in Gittin all going, Rashi and the Ramban are going, that no, that the Gemara means, the Sfasemis says, the Chazanish says, the Gemara means, that Guval, the Gormi Gazan is a Machayiv in the parasha of Tashlumi Chum. And before we get to, I want to try to understand, she does Toysvis in a second, but the Cheshman Adorim and Rashi, the only to answer, I'm giving his kasha, if you want to answer, you have to say like the Rishash Taka. And say the Cheshman Adorim, you can't use this Teretz. Rashi, the only Teretz, if you have a Teretz, giving his kasha would be like the Rishash Taka. What I want to try to understand is about the Iker, I want to try to understand this word of Tosfos. What is this word that we're saying? Arguing with Vega how to read the Gemara. We're saying and they're proving it from Tosfos, we see some of the Rishonim all the way. Shalos, what's this Avon and there she is? What does it mean that Lagor Megazin, because Lagor Megazin is going to attack up Kom Tashal Mitrim? So before, clearly there's two ways Pasha to understand this Malach. The first way to understand Malach, and it's Mashma, the Terezroim. Terezroim is Mashma, the Pshad is like this. Avad Ashtay in the Gemara, the Iker Mechayiv is Lagor Megazin. That's what the Gemara says. Ask the Mechayiv of Shmida, but actually we should be able to pay one. The reason why I have to pay the other three is as Gzela. As Dr. Terezroim, it starts off as a Chiv Zela, but it's a very Tashomei Truma. What the Hezbo is, enough, but you have to try to understand better. But that's what he says. In the Hilchos Tashomei Truma, if the thing I'm being Tavei Gzela was Truma, the Tashlumim are Nasim Tashomei Truma. Any Gzela, any Tashlumim that I'm being Tavei is, it becomes Tashomei Truma. It says this Mahalach has a Revach, it's a Lashon Mar, the Gormi Gazan, the Gormi sounds like the Mechayiv is the Parashah of Gzela. So Dr. Torah is Rem, the Hezbro in this Shita is, it starts off as a Tfi, as Gzela, it's a very Tashlumi Chuma. Or like this, what?
Only when you eat it?
Not when you eat it, that's what the Torah said, Tashlumi Chuma is
it.
Oh, so 1 second, so first of all, the Shaila is, does it answer all the Rebbe, we said a bunch of Nafkaminas. The Nafkamina of Paris, a lot of answers, at the end of the day, you have to pay in Paris, Tashlumi Chuma. The nafkamina of mechila. I'm not sure if it answers. The mechila is a din is as gzela. Why can't I be meichel v'sivus amechayev? I can be meichel v'sivus amechayev. Duch the parash of gzela comes. Why can't I be meichel? The third nafkamina of Rabbi Vager of mechila holds the answer. And more, and this is the bigger I want, is that we added on the fourth nafkamina. The fourth nafkamina zecher doesn't answer. That's the big nafkamina. In the case of a oichel tshumas atzman. In the case of a oichel tshumas atzmon, what's going to be the halacha? If you oichel tshumas atzmon for me, then how many are you going to have to pay? So he said, if you ration Rebeger, Avad, that's true. In that case, you only have to pay one. A oichel tshumas atzmon, you only have to pay one. What's the fitoisis? We're trying to say the fitoisis. It's trying to answer Rebeger's kasha. There's no nafkaminis. In every case, it's going to come out the same thing as me and if you don't. If he that's hezbo, the Torah is roim, in the case of tshumas atzmon, Avad, you're not going to have to pay. We're saying that Chilas Din is rooted in Gzela, just turns into Tashlumei Truma. When Tashlumei Truma is Choshen Mishpat, I own it. Avada, there's no Chilas Din of Gzela. Avada, in that case, you still only have to pay one. So Zichr, that seer, that fourth Nafkamina, Zichr B'Lai B'Shverest. We didn't answer all the kashas. That's the Hezbo. So we'll hear near Madvarim, we'll bring soon a second, it's my first time you're sharing that the Hezbo is under Hezbo. We'll hear the Shlemus Hasemis. There's a Sachmo Mechudish in Svar, but we'll hear the Hezbo in this Shita is a different Hezbo. This is what the Sfasemis says, the Pshan of the Sheet is, he says, what the Gemara is saying is, Lagor Migazan is not saying we're Lamaisa using the Parsha of Zela B'chalal. We're learning out from the Parsha of Zela to the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. Lashon of the Sfasemis is, come on, it's a Kavach Omer. We're saying is, if in the parsha of Gzeila the Torah was mechayev you for the four you originally took, so zicha the parsha of Tashlumei Truma is mechayev you dalit. The parsha of Tashlumei Truma, one second, Kapora is mechayev you dalit. So it comes that it's alas the parsha of Tashlumei Truma. It's not about the parsha of Gzeila. We're learning out from the parsha of Tashlumei Gzeila to the parsha of Tashlumei Truma. A totally different way to read the Gemara. It says in the Rishonim, the Sukkot, the Shtein, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rajba, when they taina, when they shray and Rashi and Gittin, and the Gemara Gittin down, they bring a Gemara. How do they quote a Gemara? How are they matik a Gemara? And they say the din of Lada Gar Megaz, and they say, how could Rashi say you pay with Chulun Tmeim? Ah, you're losing out. They say, because the whole din of the Femida was said, Limal Yusuf Hekdish, Veloy Ligur Yusuf. That's the way they say about the din of Lada Gar Megaz. That's the way they say it. The din of Lada Gar Megaz is saying that the din of Lefemida was never said when Hekdish is a balloon, only the Tivusa. Shtei Mefurish, that they a different way to read the Gemara. Totally different way to read the Gemara than we make it. Not only in Halacha, but totally different way. When the Mara was saying Lagar Magazin, was saying that the Parsha Tashlum is Shuma never said that the Lefimida Lakula. The Torah is not going to say Lefimida to lose out less than the regular Parsha of Gzela. The Parsha Tashlum is Shuma has to have at least whatever the Parsha of Gzela regularly has. Maybe it adds on. Maybe it's Machayev more. Maybe it's Machayev Lefimida that when the Mida goes up, you're Machayev. Your regular Parsha of Gzela is not Machayev Lefimida. And here's Machayev more. That's the way that we shouldn't say over the Gemara. This is Anaya. This is a fast. Totally the new way to read the Gemara. The moral oil is saying, in this case, everyone's moide lefi dam. That's what the Gemara is saying lefi this mahal. Because we learned out the parsha to shuli truma zirin. In that case, of other even by truma satsma. What we're saying is that everyone holds lefi dam. Everyone holds lefi dam. In the case when it goes down, everyone holds lefi dam. Chorz muchak. That's the beer in this sheet of the rishonim. He tells us the root is fasanis. Now the big pal is, and this one I want to spend time with. This pal was the tips to me. Or a mechiach at the state. Shas was not one as a dvar. To me, what does that mean? What does that mean? That Kavachoyimer, we're learning out from the parsha of Teshlumi Chumah and the parsha of Zela, and it's a svarah chitzoyna. That's what we're saying, Batsim. It's a svarah chitzoyna. See this? That it can't be that the parsha of Teshlumi Chumah you're getting less than the parsha of Zela. I'll use the lashon chazanish. Ma inyan Teshlumi Chumah le Teshlumi Zela. How can we learn that one from the other? A shayches. All right, Teshlumi Chumah we just brought out. It's a kapara. What's the parsha of the kapara? What's the parsha kapara? You're not being mechayiv. You're not doing Zela. You did Zela. You didn't have Eru. You ate Truma. You were Machal Koydish of Truma. You didn't have Eru. If it's a Gzela, why aren't you Chayiv only on a Maisa Achilo? You should be Chayiv even if you Gazel. If it's a Gzela, why can't the Koyin be Kmoichel? It's Kapora. It's a Tuisus. It's a Kapora. Well, the biggest Raya is Oichel Truma Satsmoy. Oichel Truma Satsmoy. What kind of Avel is it? You didn't do any Gzela. It's Muchach Lechayra. The Machayiv is not a Machayiv of a moment. The third, that's not the Bizgurah. Bizgurah, Mustav. At the end of the Sefer, Bizgurah, Tain is this thing, and the Shoinis are very terse in the Bizgurah, but the Bizgurah says that Avada, the Machayiv is the Etzem Achilas Chumah, not the Din Moment Shabbat. And his Raya is, because Raya is from the Din of Aoichat Chumah Sa'atzma. The person in Chosha Mishpat has Chumah, he still has to pay. The Machayiv is not the Din Moment. Zok to Bizgurah, it's not very Chosh in the Sugya. And the whole Chakir of the Gemara, Lefimida and Lefidomim, is not talking about the Machayiv. Of the parsha of Achilas Chuma. Avada the Machayev of the parsha of Achilas Chuma is Daver, you did. You did not Achilas Chuma. That's you did. Gerado here, the Torah said, you have a Mahalach of a Kapora. Clare the Gemara. Which way did the Torah say to Meskaper Zayn? The Torah said Meskaper Zayn, Mahalach and Domin, with Tashlum and Domin. Meskaper Zayn, Mahalach, with Tashlum and Mida. That's the Chakir of the Gemara. Of the Machayev has nothing to do with Tashlum and Zayla. So, Ibazoi, if that's true, and that's about the Pashlis, it's come on, Tashlum and Tzubis. After he says it's Kapora, and he says, and it's not like Tashlum and Mila. It's not like Tashlumei Mila Ashal Gozal as a Hekdash. That's what it says. Tashlumei Chuma is not like Tashlumei Mila that comes for Gozal as a Hekdash. Sorry, if here's the sentence. It means Tashlumei Chuma, not because you Gozal, because not because you Gozal. Come on, my fortune tells you the Ksubis Laman of a Vase. My Bazoi, Tapela, what we're going over here. What is the Hezbra in this Shita that they're saying that Tashlumei Chuma is Machayev at least as much as the Parsha of Gzela? It shouldn't be Machayev as much as the Parsha of Gzela. It's nothing to do with Gzela. It's not in the Gzela, the Machayev over here, the Avlo over here is not the Machayev of Gzela. Why are we learning about the Parsha Lushan from Teshlum and Gzela? And I want to bring it out in this tier. The Pele is in the tier, in the tier of Oichel Chumas Atzma. That's the only Chumas Boyne in that tier. In the Oichel Chumas Atzma, we're saying, I ate my own Chuma, and when I ate it, it was worth four. And now all of a sudden it went down, and the same exact Tomer, the same exact apple was worth one. What are we saying? It has to be that I have to pay, it has to be, it can't be I can only pay one, it has to be four, I'll start Shlumei Chumah. Why? Because it's not worse than it was a Gazlan. What kind of Gazlan? I wasn't a Gazlan Mechlal, I took my Ein Zayi Gedizah. I did an Avla. In this case, you're telling me I have to pay four because I let go of the Gazlan. How could you say it's Kamana Stirim in Eubay? How can you say in the case of Al-Ichel Chumas Atzmai Lagor Megazlan? How can you say Lagor Megazlan? So I'm saying, all these kashas and svar mechiyach like Rashi. Rashi Taka says like that. Rashi says they're two separate tracks. There's Teshul Mitzrum and there's Gzela. They're not more. Teshul Mitzrum has nothing to do with Gzela. And then there's Gzela, but Pshutai, that's right, Rashi. L'chara, we're trying to get some boy, we're asking this for the kasha. L'chara, this is Makar Taka Mishnah. So I want to open up the Shara Shainim. Makar that the dorm are not Pshutim. Tenzan is a grace Makar that it's not. It's not, I would say it's a negative Iskrov, it's a Chabissal negative Iskrov, maybe it could be Shai Chop what he's saying, maybe. L'chara, this would be a grace in Makar that it's not dorm is Ainim Pshutim. Doesn't the Tashuni Chuma Taka is not something that's holding Zayla. Shteita L'chara. The Tashuni Chuma is also Ainim Zayla. Did you ever bring rice? Tzarechad, we bought the Toysis in that said it's Machmas Kapora, but Tzachain is the Toysis. Toysis on the days. Kumi the Kasugi. Shita's Abashol is that the shear of a Machayev Tashuni Chuma, or Ichel Chuma Beshoyi, is Shava Pruta. You only Machu if you eat a Shava Pruta, if you eat less Shava Pruta than that, why? Ain't the Sina Pachas in Shava Pruta. We don't find the Sina Pachas in Shava Pruta. We find Kola Terkula, the Sina Pachas in Shava Pruta. When you give Chuma, you can give it 1 week. It says Lashon Titen. When you give Chuma originally, you can give less than a Shava Pruta. How do we find Shava Pruta? Get it, like get. You give a get, that's not what Shava Pruta. That's right, Tosis. It's Tosis. How about it's not a cloud that every Nesina is not Shava Pruta? It's Tosis. Something special that is Nesina. The Shlomo, the Hocha Vada Beinan Shava Pruta, the Nesina Kaima Atashlumin, Vavi Kamoi Hashavas Gzeila. It's Tosis. Tosis say, this is, Tosis appears at Hashavas Gzeila. It's Tosis the Lashon. Toysen by Metzias, same as that Toysen, the Toysen on the base, Toysen says that it's sharp. Toysen by Metzias, that men zayin loshen Toysen. Very sharp. The hosom havi tashlumim shegozel ha-hegdish, he's talking about the Kodesh of Chumo. Hilkach lesnu pochus b'shomer buta kamoi gabi milo. Here all of a sudden Toysen compares it to Hegdish. Interesting. Toysen in Ksuba says not like Hegdish. Here Toysen says, tashlumay Chumo is like Hegdish, the havi tashlumim shegozel ha-hegdish. Before Shachra gabi lo, black and white. This is over here, but Mitzvah says that the Tashumim of Shuma are Shabbos Los Hegdish. We just more rise not like that. How can you say it's Shuma's good? It's Al Zgzela. Hooray, the coin can't be Moichel. Hooray, you even Chayv, even if you eat your own Shuma, that you own Chay Shemishba, what does Tashus mean? It's the Chorim, and I'm talking. Try and Tashus. It's Taka, a Parashat Zela, but it's not a regular Parashat Zela of Chay Shemishba. That's the Kibun. Kibun, what we're trying to boy here is that it is maybe. You heard it's a gzeila, but Avada it's not a partial gzeila. I'm trying to fight this. Avada, when Tosis says your gozal, it doesn't say your gozal l'koy. And that, Avada, the parsha of Chushan Lichum is not because you were gozal l'koy. If it was because you were gozal l'koy, the koy could be meichel. And you wouldn't be chayav on Shumas Atzma. Tosis' lashon is you were gozal as a koyish. So our Ereshvin states, we need to, Shumas is a koyish. It's not a very chosh of the mistake. It's not hegdish. It's not a rishus hegdish. It's not a certain bailus, a momentistic rishus that the Hegdish, the Gizbar has in it. No, that's not what it is. Kodesh means that the Torah was meyachid the moment. It was meyachid, Kodesh is meyuchid. The Torah was meyachid the chefs of Chuma to go for moment coin. That's what the Torah said. The Torah was meyachid a Chuma from every person's creature to go for moment coin. The Nero when Tosis means a gozalas a Kodesh means the Avera that the Torah was mechayev to Shumi Chuma was not just the Maisa Avera and Achilu. The Avera was that you were mafsid the Dine Kodesh. What does that mean? Your mafsid the Dine that this was Meyuid, this Chifzah was Meyuid to go for a claim. You took away, you shepherd the Yiyud of this Chifzah. You shepherd the Yiyud of this Chifzah. You shepherd that which the Chum was Meyuid for the claim. In Uchas Chosh and Mishpat, is that a Mechayiv? Who did I shepherd? I shepherd the Din the Torah put on it. What did I shepherd? There's no Chosh and Mishpat Dike Rishus. There's no Chosh and Mishpat Rishus that could be Tevea Mi Bechal. There's no one who owes his money, not even Hegdish. Hegdish is the Rishus Hegdish. Here there's no. Oh, but the Maisa, the Torah put in it, the Torah put in it, Dine Momin. The Torah said this in Hilchas Mominish should go to the Kohen. You shepherd those Dine Momin the Kohen. It was in the Schadish in the Parsha Tashum Echuma, Machmas Kapora! Avada Machmas Kapora! But it was in the Schadish, the Kedei to get a Kapora, we're going to hold you responsible if you shepherd the Mominish of this Chefza. You shepherd the Mominish of this Chefza. It's not a Gzeil in Chesha Mishpat. It's a Gzeil again, your day you want to call it to in the Parsha of Kapora. But the Torah said you shepherd the dinim of the Chefza. That's the shepherai. You shepherd the Mominus, the Yudim of the Chefza. Be'emes, I don't want to be marach in this now, but Be'emes, there's a dogma for this in Mila. In Mila, there's also Rais. Even though it's a Gzela the Gilead, but what you've been gazling is not Stam Mominus. You're gazling the Shemushim of Hegdish. It's also a lot of Rais. You're gazling the Shemushim of Hegdish. Over here, you're gazling the shimush of the kodesh of tshuma. Over here, it doesn't belong to anyone. By hegdash, at least one's hegdash. Over here, it doesn't belong to anyone. There's no one. The Torah said this is meyud for k'shevet kuna. The Torah wants this moment is to be geherz k'shevet kuna. So you're miyayit, you're being mazik that the yudim, the shimushim, we'll see soon maybe the middle of idomim, we'll get into that. You're being mazik. Tosis calls that al shagozel as a hegdash. That's called that's a gazela. Because again, the what's in mechayev you is not stam that you didn't have really mechad. This time you did something that was awesome you to do. What you did is you shepherd the mamonis in the chef. So the Torah said, we want this mamonis to go to Kohen. You went and you ate it.
Well,
that's ad kam it's an ay parsha. That's its own gedar. What? Ad kam it's an ay parsha. That's its own gedar. That's what we're saying. It's not a regular parsha of Chayshim Mishpah. Chayshim Mishpah, it stems from the mamonis that you have. If it stems from the mamonis that you have, so then avada, if I have mamonis, I have mamonis. Here it doesn't stem from the mamonis I have. Here it stems from a kapora, which means it stems from that's the name, machmas kaporin boy. It stems from the fact that the Torah says, the Torah holds that this doesn't want this to happen. The Torah doesn't want this to happen. The Torah had his gedarm when it said it's going to rechen it exela, not going to rechen it exela. In the parish of Kapor, the Torah said, you're chepping on Ezra. This is Lashon of Tosis. Ezra Gozal's Eglish, the Torah, we'll see if you can see in your eyes. And Rashi also. So Kenzain, that's the issue. Mitzarechur, it's Kaporo. Even if you eat on Chumas Atma, we asked, how could you say by Chumas Atma? Now, look at this tier, this is the clearest tier to bring it up. And the Tzir of Chumas Atzmi said, how could you say it's a Chayachi of Gzela? The Terence is, you're not gazling Choshen Mishpah. You're gazling the Shem of the Zach, the Chefza. Even when a Yisrael has Chuma, so he owns in the Choshen Mishpah, however it's Meyuud for Koyin, about that he can't eat it. What he does is he sells it to a Koyin. It's Meyuud to be used for Koyin, it's Meyuud to go to a Koyin. He shepherded that, so he was Gozlas HaKoyidish. You could say, even by Chumas Atzmi, Asher Gozlas HaKoyidish. But even the Mechayim Be'etzem is, I'm trying to say that the Mechayim Be'etzem is, it's exela mikoich the parsha of Kapara. In the parsha of Kapara, in the parsha of Yerideya, the Torah said we're going to hold it. You're gazling the yudim of the chefta, the kodesh. That which the yai the chefta for the tzurif hakoyim. By bazoi, this is a little phrase in the shurish hasugim, in the mamakim of the sugim. If that's true, then avada we fashtei. Then fashtei tois. This is trying to be shayin. At be'etzem, we'll be soon rise. Maybe Rashi also holds this way. At be'etzem, the mechayiv is noch the parsha of Kapara. The Torah is. Torah reckon this exela. You're right. The chumra of the Torah present is exela. But it does not to be shown. If the Torah said you've been gazling as hakodesh, loy gora mitashlum exela. If the Torah at the end of the day machmas kapora, the Torah held you responsible. In this case, where you were oichel, the Torah held you. The Torah reckon you were gazling. Kavachoyim is doctor svasem is kavachoyim from the parsha of exela. We can learn out the parsha of tashlum etshuma from the parsha of exela. That was a svarah chitzayna. Does make the gemara loy gora migazling. Even Tashlumei Tshuma itself, there's a Gavis Gzela, there's a Gavis Avla of Gzela that we're going on. There's a Cheparai at the point, there's the Lakicha. The Lakicha, Kicha's Mammon, that's Gehert, that's Mewed for the Koyin. That's the Mechayiv, we can say on that like Goron and Gazan, they learn nothing from Gzela. We Bazoi, Kenzain, only when the Parsha started, only when the Torah said the Parsha. Can't learn out again. When the Torah said the parsha, in that parsha the Torah made gzeila. We can't be marchim more than the Torah said. It's mechudish to the parsha of gzeila. But when the Torah said it. We're talking about the case the Torah said achila. And we want to now the gedarim. We can learn out the gedarim from parsha of gzeila. So if a zoi can zayin, this is l'kuli alma. The tzad of l'fimid and l'fidamim is very chashiv. What is that gzeila? That's the clear. Klan zayin. This is not like the scroll. It is clear. It's not clear. In the ikar mechayiv, it's a little bit different. And exactly, everyone holds the mechayiv is. But the Gemara is clearing, what did I take? First out of the Fimidim. What I took was, I took the Cheftz of Tshuma. That's it. The Torah was Meyayid, the Cheftz of Tshuma for Kohenim. I took the Cheftz of Tshuma. All the Tzad is Lefidami. And no, since Duch, the Parsha of Tshuma, the Torah was Meyayid, this Cheftz of for Kohen, he has certain Mamanistic prophets. So what the Torah was Ma'anish me here for was, that I took also not only the Chefcha Tshuma, I took the Mamanis from the Koyin. Now Mela, it's going to be Mishkalik. What I have to pay back for? What I have to pay back for? Zoktoisvis, and this is Zoktoisvis, even if you say that the Torah is punishing me for the Kichas, the Chefcha, Isaac also took the Mamanis. Once the Torah said it's Exela, Isaac also took the Mamanis. Legar Bigazlan. That's the word of Toisvis. Ken Zayn, this is the Makoran, this is a Yishim Nifla, the Kasha the Kashanish. It's pretty right. It's to be a Hezra, the Shita. Learning the Gemara, Legar Bigazlan is coming out of Tashlumi Tshuma. The Kapora Gufa is on all four because of Lagor Migazim. I want to realize that maybe Rashi agrees to this. What should you say? Pasha for Rashi totally argues this. Rashi holds Tashmi Chuma like we started with. Kenzan Rashi agrees to this. First of all, two Makaras. First of all, later on, this is Babus. Rashi, the Tainer of Akiva, and Akiva says this is Sad of Fidomi. Rashi says, if you don't have Mishalim, he says, you potter on chametz, Rashi, the Lashon of Rebbe is, chima hano yeshlo, chima hano yeshlo. Yeah? Rashi says, twice, Rashi says, ma hefsidoi, that's what Rashi says, ma hefsidoi, that's what he translates Rebbe Gide. Ma hefsidoi, who's talking about hefsidoi? I thought the Machayev of Tashlimi Tshuva has nothing to do with hefsidoi. Chayev Tashlimi Tshuva is only, is an avail. Sounds in Rashi, ma hefsidoi, Rashi sounds like the Machayev of Tashlimi Tshuva is the hefsidoi. That's one thing. Also, second thing is, I think it's a great Sardosha. But Rashi, in the Ikr Shailo of Avmidel of Yidom, Rashi, and the Gemara clears the Fimshi had a kasha. Why are Epis clearing the Fimid the Dafka by Tashlimi Tshuva? Why don't we clear even by Eichel Tshuva Bemezid, which is what a parasha of Gzela? Don't think Rashi. Rashi, yes, why don't we clear by Eichel Tshuva Bemezid? Also, maybe we should clear the Fimid. That's a parasha of Gzela. Rashi says, why don't we clear it? So, Rashi, you know why? The Etzim Chakir Shaykh over there. Over there, I have a raya that you don't have to pay the Fimid. This is a Din Yoshev the Rabbi Shavu Kesef. The Rabbi Shavu Kesef Kekesef. And that's how I know over there, Zichr, the Torah wasn't Makbid. The Torah was very Makal on Tashlumim. Therefore, the Torah would be on the Tashlumim. I wouldn't say the Torah was Makbid on the Tzad of the Fimid. So, this is like Rashi. If you hold that the Shumay Kapara, the Shumay Truma, has nothing to do with the Shumay Gzela, what's Rashi's Kasha? What's Rashi's Terence? Why? Well, of course, we're clearing the special need. The Din of Tashlumim Midah is a special need over here. You didn't have Veir over here. Over here is the Tzad. You don't have to pay back the Mamanis. Over here is the Tzad. You pay back the Midah. Rashi's Mavur, the Tzad of the Midah, the same exact way we clear over here is Shaykh by Parsha, regular Parsha's Gzela. By Achilas Mezah. Rashi stated that even the Maskona, but we could clear the Midah. Nor is the din of Shulchan Rabbi Shavu Kesef. Shtein Rashi, Kiloshim Rashi. This is also a parsha of Gzela. Loshim Rashi is not Kishar Gazman. Shtein Rashi, Tashlumi Tshuva is a parsha of Gzela. Rashi has Shfer. For clearing in this parsha of Gzela, we should clear in every parsha of Gzela. So Rashi, we could have some clear, but we have Achro. In the regular parsha of Gzela, it says Yoshim Rabbi Shavu Kesef. But the answer Rashi is reward, but clear this Gehertz Gzela. Kenz and Rashi agrees to Toysus. Rashi holds. The last Knech, he argues on. He holds Ad Kamet, and Machudish, the parsha of Gzela. On the tzad of Lefi Midah Mishalim, the Torah was kaveh that the Gzela was the Gzela's of Amida. We don't say Lagor Migazi. We don't say Zichr here, there was also a Gzela Mominus. Maybe the Torah over here was Makbid on the Gzela Sachefetz, it wasn't Makbid on the Gzela Sachefetz. Rashi argues on the last prat. The Lagor Migazlan, the fact that Tosis held its Poshet that we say, even the Manam Lefi Midah also can't ignore the Lefi Dom. Rashi also comments, it's a Mechudish Tikka Parsha. Over here, the Torah was Makbid on the Kicha Sachefetz, but we don't have to reckon with Bechlal Lefi Dom. But Kenzen, everyone agrees that that's a binyan. The Bagod will have some binyan. So, if there is one thing, if you want, I don't have time to marit, but one rebach, it's a little bit of a litmus test for the whole word. At the end of the Sugya, the Gemara has a very shver shak matar between Rav Akiva and Rav Yechim Ben Uri. Rav Akiva held the Fidamin, and Rav Yechim Ben Uri held the Fimidah. And they argued the Chayvan Trumas Chomets of Pesach, our mission. And Rav Akiva said, how could you be Chayvan Trumas Chomets of Pesach? Maha no Yeshla. Maha no Yeshla. What am I no Yeshla? And Rabbi Yochanan Nui said, "I bezoil for you. What about Truma Tmeya? You should be potter on Truma Tmeya also." Zok to Akiva, "What do you mean Truma Tmeya? You could use Chometz of Pesach. I can't use Bechal. Truma Tmeya you could use for Asok." And the everyone asked, "What was the happening of Rabbi Yochanan Nui?" It's a pill. Rabbi Yochanan Nui didn't know you could use Truma Tmeya. Rabbi Yochanan Nui sounded like he tainted that on Truma Tmeya there's no worth, there's no value. Of course there is value. You could use it for Asok. Chometz of Pesach you can't use it. You can't design this kivun. I wanted to bring that up what we're saying. That the way we're learning the parsha, the mechayev of parsha Tashlumi Truma. It's not, even if you don't, even if you be the Fidomen, no matter what you hold, even if you don't, the Mechayiv isn't stand the monetary value. The Mechayiv is the Kodesh, is the Shimushay Kodesh, is what the Truma has in it, is what the Torah of the Kodesh says you have in the Chayiv. If I find a case a person has Mammon is the value, somehow, but it's not what the Torah gave, it's not what the Truma, the Torah was Miyayi the Chefta for, it's not going to be Mechayiv to Shlomi Truma Bechal. So Kenzain, the Pshat is, Yud Menu Yehel Shlomi Truma, yeah? The halacha is you can't eat it. You could use it for asaka. The pshat is that's what the Torah gave it to you for, or it's a heter. That's if it's mechuyif sreifer. It's only true mechuyif sreifer. Rather, while I'm doing it, I'm allowed to be nenefim. Kenira Kenzan Rabbi Yehuda held it the second way. He held that the shimush of asaka wasn't something the Torah originally stationed and put away truma for. The Torah said truma tmei you have to burn. That's if it's oimid for sreifer. The Torah said we're not going to stop you from being nenefim it afterwards. Mamele held that can't be, he held you can't cheshven it in the Gzeilas HaKodesh. If the Gzeilas HaKodesh is taking it with the Chuma game for it, you're right, in the Hilchus Choshen Mishpat, I have value. Anyway, I have value. Who cares if that was the original purpose or wasn't the original purpose? But the word is, you're taking away the Kodesh, you're taking away the Shemushim of the Chayfetz. Kenzain, it's Givun, the Rabbi Yechim Anui held in Chuma Tmeya that wasn't the Oymet, the Yud of the Chayfetz.
The volume is so beautiful.
The last one's right there.
I'm not sure.